This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to my man, Brady Hall, and The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
See, as much as I love AC/DC, I still don't think they could do a halftime show justice. I don't think anybody can. You got 5 minutes up there. It's going to be a shortened version, so who knows? Maybe I am an old fogey. I'm not sure, but I do want to shout out to Miranda Simpson. Having someone local's never been more important. She is your local State Farm insurance agent in the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's a Colorado State University grad. She's active with the CSU Ram Club. She's a big-time member there, so a big supporter of all things Colorado State. Call Miranda Simpson today if you're needing auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renter's insurance, life and business insurance throughout Northern Colorado. Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 970-223-7800. Joining me now from Ram Nation, the Swole Cracker himself, Steve Ivey. Steve, my friend, listen, the Super Bowl was fun, and seriously, I'm not just saying this because I'm a homer or anything, but the game of the day was CSU and Boise State. That was a blast.
Holy cow, Brady. It was a fantastic game. First of all, happy Valentine's Day. I hope.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, my friend.
Lovely time. I hope you spend time with your lovely bride today. What a game. That was probably, from my perspective, the best game of the year. Both teams, I thought, played very, very well. For CSU to come out with a win against a very strong Boise team, a top 40 team from Boise that was basically hitting on all cylinders. They shot 13 for 24 from three-point range. They were making everything. Somehow CSU managed to withstand that. And in the end, they came out on top, doing what they needed to do to figure out a way to get their noses in front at the end.
Yeah, no question. It was a late game heroics there by a few people. It's funny, your usual suspects. David Roddy did his thing. He gets another whole show player of the week. I think this is number three for him. But at halftime, I kind of saw what the Rams were doing with Chandler Jacobs right before the half, and I thought, man, he might be the difference maker because they're having a really hard time guarding him off the dribble. And then, of course, he hit some big shots, a big three-pointer late, some big free throws, some big rebounds. It was really great to see Chandler Jacobs. Roddy was sensational, but I feel like Chandler was kind of the difference maker in this game.
Absolutely. Chandler really stepped up. You talk about Roddy. Roddy played a very, very intelligent, mature game yesterday. He just took what the defense was giving them. He wasn't forcing anything. He missed a bunch of threes that were open, but all in all, he was doing his work inside, doing what he needed to do. And CSU ended up outscoring a very good Boise team, a big, strong Boise team in the paint. And that was critical. But a lot of that paint scoring came, as you said, from Chandler Jacobs. He hit that big three on that step back, but most of his work was done attacking the rim. He also grabbed two or three very important rebounds, one at the end of regulation that gave him the two free throws that gave the Rams a three-point lead. And then he got the big rebound on the winning bucket that Roddy scored on the putback. Chandler Jacobs rebounded a missed three by Tanjay. And they managed to figure out a way to put the ball in the bucket and take the lead. But that was Chandler was huge, and it was really wonderful to see because he has this uncanny. He's a very, very, very good player, trying to find his role. He's been up and down a little bit the last couple of weeks, but boy, did he step up yesterday.
No question about it. We're talking to Steve Ivey from Ram Nation. Okay, from your vantage point, from what you saw, Steve, late in that game, some are saying controversial. It was crazy there toward the end. I mean, getting those last second shots or right before regulation. I mean, we go back and there was like added on 1.7 seconds left in this one. Somehow Boise State ends up with the basketball, even though it looks like he goes out of bounds. Kijab goes out of bounds. What did you see?
I saw contact. So I saw Isaiah Stevens going to the basket, getting the ball slapped away. I saw Kijab get the ball and Isaiah Stevens immediately go after it as well. And there was a little bit of contact, something that I suppose it could have been called, but you think about it, 75, 80 feet away from the basket inside the last 2 seconds in a tie game, not a call to make at that point on the floor at that time. So they just let the contact go, and then they figured out a way to turn it into an inadvertent whistle instead of CSU possession. And I kind of get that too, but I think that was just more of a way of saying, boy, did we screw up. And I think one of the officials might have screwed it up a little bit at the end. But in the end, it comes down to who's going to make the buckets that are going to win the game. And it wouldn't have been right to see that game decided on a, right. on a foul 80 feet. Basket with a second and a half to go. That game needed to have an obvious ending, and it did with the Roddy putback.
No, I agree with you. I tend to agree with you. I really do. All right, so now I mean, that was a huge game for Colorado State for so many reasons. It keeps them very much in the hunt for the regular season Mountain West title. Now a half a game behind Boise State. They still have Boise State to go again. Two games behind Wyoming. Wyoming cracked the top 25. They're sitting at number 22. This race has been an absolute joy to see. In the Mountain West, I feel like it's finally getting that national attention that it deserves.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you talk about the kind of these referee controversies, no one would care about referee controversies if these games weren't so important between such good teams. I mean, people are fighting for the conference race. Boise is right there, CSU right there, Wyoming obviously in the lead. But I'll tell you what, the Mountain West over the last few weeks with these top teams, you look at the top six, and it's really emerging. And then some of the teams behind the top six are starting to play a little better basketball. I think that, you know, when we look at the past week, the underestimated win for CSU was the Nevada win on the road. Nevada had played San Diego State tough and lost by a bucket at the end in San Diego. And then they played CSU. CSU rolled them to a double-digit victory. And a few days later, Nevada goes into Utah State and absolutely beats up on the Aggies, beat them by about 15 points. They're starting to play really well. That was a very underestimated win, and that's not even a top 16. You're talking about this league going 8, 9, 10 teams deep where anybody on any given night can win. And it makes this next week really, really interesting with CSU at two teams that aren't considered contenders. You got New Mexico, and then you've got UNLV. We've seen what UNLV can do. They hammered CSU a couple of weeks ago in Moby, and we saw New Mexico give CSU a game and keep it within six in Moby. So both these games, even though they're not top six teams, both these games coming up this week are absolutely huge.
Oh, yeah, Steve. And, UNLV, they were up over Boise State at the half. Boy, the Broncos end up, they hang on to that one. But earlier in the weekend, I thought we were going to have an upset there before CSU took on the Broncos. But the Broncos held on. They win 69-63. UNLV's one of those teams. I mean, they can sneak up. And if Hamilton's having one of those nights and a few other things are clicking for this team, they can upset some really, really great basketball clubs.
You know, the one thing that people don't know about UNLV, and it's true with San Diego State, Boise, and Utah State, is UNLV is a very mature team. They're not young. They brought in a bunch of fifth-year transfers, and so they're one of the more mature teams in the nation. And whether you like it or not, that goes a long way in college basketball. A lot of coaches will tell you, get older, get better. And UNLV is a perfect example of that. They went out to the transfer portal and got old. And it's been a hard time maybe getting them to mesh, but they're starting to mesh a little better. And then when you get a leading scorer like a Bryce Hamilton is going for about 30 a game lately, they're dangerous to anybody right now. So, yeah, they're a heck of a good team right now.
Yeah, they really are. Steve, Joey B, the real AD, says, Steve Ivey, the best damn hoops guest on Colorado Sports Radio. He also wants to know, Steve, do I go with Swedish Fish or Twizzlers for the next CSU men's hoops game?
Twizzlers are always the right answer. Joey knows that.
I figured you'd say something like that. All right, so Steve, I got to talk to you about this one. This is such a cool thing that you're doing. I saw your picture, or maybe it was a video of the pup, and this is something that you do, right? You name your this is like a tradition of yours. You name your dogs after Colorado State men's basketball players.
Yeah, we started well before Colorado State. This is our fourth Golden Retriever. I've named them after college basketball players since our first one in 1983. His name was Rex, after Rex Morgan, who played for Jackson. My second one was Trajan Langdon, named after Trajan Langdon, who played for Duke. And then we got to CSU in 2011, we got a pup, and we named him Ogie after Andy Ogaday, who was a pillar of the CSU rebuild project under Tim Miles. And so it was time to get a new puppy to go. We still have Ogie. He's 11 years old, but we wanted to get him a companion for his later years. And so we went to our Ogie's breeder, and we found a puppy, and we love him, and we brought him home on Saturday. And yep, we're ready to reveal the name.
I'm ready for it, man. Okay, so walk us through the process here, because I know there's a lot of players on this team that you're high on, and rightfully so. There's so many fun players to follow, so many great guys on this program. So take us through the process, and let us know what you decided on.
So here's how it goes. The start of this to David Roddy. Roddy would be a great name. Anything after Isaiah Stevens, who happens to be my favorite player. But a year ago, when I was covering CSU for RamNation.com, I did a post-game interview. I believe it was after one of the Fresno State games at Moby. And a certain player had a really great defensive game. And David Roddy referred to him as a dog. So the light bulb went on in my head when I named the next puppy. I need to consider this player. And the other thing we wanted to do was we wanted to honor somebody. This is, it's fun for us to do this, but you were talking earlier about the Broncos and the need to build things organically. We wanted to honor one of the guys that we think is one of the pillars of the program, and that was the very first guys that came in under Nico Medved. Nico has developed this program organically. We have two transfers on the team, Baylor Hebb, who came from Loyola, and obviously Chandler Jacobs from Dallas Baptist. But for the most part, this is an organic build, and the two pillars of this program were Adam Thistlewood and Kendall Moore, who came and played as freshmen. The person I'm referring to as the dog, who had a great defensive game, is the undersized, and from my perspective, the toughest pound-for-pound player CSU has, Kendall Moore. So we have named the dog. His father's name is Klondike, so he'll be known as on his papers as Klondike's Kendall Moore. But the other interesting thing about Kendall is his nickname is Mook, and so we will call the dog Mookie. So we have Mookie, but on his papers, he's Klondike's Kendall Moore. So, Kendall, thank you for being you. Thank you for being one of the pillars. Thank you for being one of the absolute tough guys and for being a dog. We hope you get a chance to meet Mookie at some point, but we are so excited that we have a dog named after you now.
I love it, man. Susan and Cheryl love it too, man. That is awesome. I love that story too. I love the way you get to it. That's fantastic stuff from you, man, and well deserved. I love Kendall Moore. I mean, he deserves all the credit, that we can possibly give this guy. Even if he has some great games. He has some games where maybe the point total's not there, but at the end of the day, you're exactly right, Steve, that this guy has been a pillar. This is kind of when this whole thing started up for CSU, and he was one of those pillars for Colorado State for these last few years.
Yeah, I watch, when I watch him play, there are times when he gets switched on to bigs, and you'll see him on a 6'10", 240-pound guy. And Kendall's listed at 6 feet, and I don't think he's quite 6 feet, but he's also listed at 150 pounds, and I think that's accurate. He'll go against guys 80 or 100 pounds heavier and almost a foot taller, and he'll tough his way in the post, and he will deny entry passes left and right. He's an incredibly physical player and an incredibly tough player. And so, yeah, what a dog.
I love it, man. Joey B texted in saying, all of Northern Colorado can rest easier after this announcement. Well done, Swole. This was great. I know you tweeted out some pictures and everything. I think it's a fitting name for sure, man. And I'm glad you could share it with us here on the show today.
Brady, thank you. Thank you for letting me share it, too, and for giving me. I decided we'd give you the exclusive. We had hoped to take the dog to one of the practices, but it's not recommended until he gets all his shots that he spends much time with people. So he'll get to meet the team in about a month or so.
It's an absolute honor. Is that him back there, by the way? It's an absolute honor, my friend.
That was him yakking, yeah.
So he's wanted to make the announcement, too. That's fantastic. Steve, my friend, we love you, bro. We love everything that you do. Love reading your stuff. Love your passion for Colorado State. And nobody better to talk to when it comes to specifics and really the fan circuit surrounding Colorado State. So we appreciate you, my friend.
Brady, thanks so much for having me on again. I love to do this and love talking Rams. Hopefully we'll have a great week. Hopefully both Wyoming and CSU will take care of business this week, and then we'll get that great game in Moby next Wednesday. That should be an absolute barn burner.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you soon. Steve Ivey, the Swole Cracker with Ram Nation. Mookie, official. I love it. Absolutely love it. He said he wanted to reveal it on the program. I'm all in for that. It's an absolute honor. Steve is one of the good guys, no question. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real fast and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.